Hello, and welcome to the Calm at Midlife podcast. My name's Maria Richardson. I'm a coach who focuses on helping women navigate the unique challenges and transitions that come with reaching midlife. Each week you'll hear me talk about what midlife is for women today. We'll explore the calm and midlife model that I've developed, and we'll discuss how they can find peace, balance and fulfillment as these women navigate the complexities of midlife with grace and resilience. I'm so excited to share today's episode with you, so let's get on with the show. You learn something new every day. A phrase my grandma used to tell us when we were kids. Don't know where it came from, and when I've done a bit of Google searching, there's lots of sources of that phrase. But I think that learning is something that I've gone through throughout my life. Learning who I am at various stages. And if you hadn't already guessed, it's the L in calm. So calm in midlife coaching, we've got clarity, we've got acceptance, and now we've got learning. So what's it about? I suppose really it's about exploring what's happening in midlife, finding your sense of purpose. You know, it's like digging into that treasure chest you didn't know you had. Have you had a crazy roller coaster of a life so far? What are the moments that stand out? What lessons have you learned? I know I've learned lots. And your map, your past is like a map that can guide who you truly are. But sometimes we lose that in how we grow, how we develop, what family, friends, what life throws at us. So now in this learning phase, I'm definitely on a phase of learning who I am now. I've done a lot of reflection on my journey so far. I've looked at the chapters of my life, which have been many. Lots of the experiences I've had have shaped who I am today. Are there any patterns or themes occurring? I'm still working through that. And I think this is where taking that stroll down memory lane, doing a little bit of a lifeline, you know, having a look at where I started, where I've got to. Everything I've learned is actually telling me I've got more to learn, and that's what I want. I want to move in midlife, trying out new stuff, learning new stuff. This podcast, for example, is new to me. While I've always been quite confident speaking in public, delivering to boards and groups of people and facilitating learning and training myself through my career, this podcast has pushed me out of my comfort zone to explore some unfamiliar territories. You know, just talking into a microphone, hoping people are going to be on the other end listening. So it's a bit of a novelty, and it's sparked a bit of creativity in me. You know, uncovering or rediscovering some of those hidden talents I've always had, being able to talk to people. Been checking in a bit as well with my gut, you know, clarifying what my values are. What matters to me now? You know, when I was in work, I had this vision of climbing the corporate ladder, going for promotions, and I did lots of learning to get me there, lots of skills and knowledge. But somehow I felt at one point I'd hit my glass ceiling, and that really knocked my confidence. That's when I went for coaching. And having that coaching really gave me that opportunity to review where I was at, think about what actually I now wanted out of life. You know, some people want to climb the corporate ladder, and there are women out there who can do that but might need some support with doing it. You know, where are they doing it? How? What do they need to learn to do it? Or do they need to uncover something about themselves? There are some women in midlife, and I'm talking in early midlife, 40s, if we're defining an age for midlife, that actually are just learning to be parents. At the weekend, I was listening to a radio show where this female comedian was talking about becoming a mum at 42. And we've got to remember that if we're classing that as midlife now, that would seem old 10 years ago. But now, becoming a mum at 42, it might be midlife, but it's another opportunity to learn. And then somebody else who's 42 might be a grandma. Think about all the skills and knowledge she could share with that 42-year-old that's just becoming a mum. So midlife learning's not always the life that you thought it might be, or what you wanted or what you're going to have. So it's about looking at them goals that you want to set for yourself now. What actions are you going to take that will bring you a sense of purpose? Certainly I'm feeling that more now, that sense of purpose that I can help other midlife women. I'm not particularly itching for a new adventure. Am I? I'm developing a business that is a new adventure, isn't it? This is about looking at what I want to do. And while initially the podcast was going to be for nurses about leadership and development and how they might develop the skills in themselves, it wasn't sitting in my gut well. My head was telling me to do it. My gut was saying, this doesn't feel right, Maria. And I think my heart wasn't in it. So went over my goals, had a bit of a once over with my coach. Had to think about what I wanted to do. So what I've been learning is I'm learning to meditate. And that's really helped me slow down in life because, you know, life evolves and moves quickly. But that meditation, it's as much as it slowed me down, it's also lit a fire in my belly. It's got me thinking about what my priorities are now. And it's all about life adapting and evolving in middle age, you know, developing the business. I've also learned a few more coaching skills. I've done a few over the years, but more recently I learned about motivation and motivational maps. And I'm just going to leave that one there because I'm going to tell you more about that in the next episode. Something else I'm trying out as well is something I never thought I would do. Now, I love to dance and I've had salsa lessons in the past and I love a bit of salsa. I love music. I like yoga to slow myself down and do some stretching. But I've discovered this new exercise, philosophy, and it's called Koya. Q-O-Y-A, if you want to look it up. And I'll be telling you more about that as well in future episodes. So, you know, I've gone from a clinical, scientific-based thinking, if you like, to this woman who's now going a bit woo-woo. I've read a book on that as well. I'm learning to meditate. I'm learning Koya. I've had a bit of a career pause, I think, in the last 2 years, but that pause has enabled me to learn, actually, I'm not defined as being a nurse anymore. I'm defining myself as a coach, and I want to roll with those punches now. You know, finding where I want to go, I'm now really getting to know myself inside and out. That through meditation, my thoughts, emotions and behaviours are becoming much clearer. Journaling, I've started writing things down more often and then reflecting back on what I want. I've started Aquafit just to do something different. And also a lot of people moved to Northumberland in the last 6 months. So reconnecting with people that I went to school with family, making new friends. And that's quite a challenge when you're older to think about. That's what you might want to do. You know, but this learning in calm is learning about what do you want to do next? How do you want to challenge yourself? This journey's definitely reignited me in my midlife. Want to explore more, celebrate my progress, dive into that adventure that's this next stage. So, and I might find the coolest version of myself yet, actually. I know I'm going to try. I want to leave you with this one question. On your learning journey through midlife, where are you at right now?
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you got something out of it. Check out the show notes for more details on the things we talked about today. I'd love to hear your feedback on today's episode. You can find me on my socials on LinkedIn and Maria Richardson Coaching on Instagram and Facebook. I'd love it if you could leave a review, and don't forget to press follow if you want my show to automatically download every week. I can't wait to speak to you on the next episode. Bye for now.